KLBJ.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right. We're live. It is Sunday. I'm here every Sunday, live radio 6 days a week. I come in Sundays. We do the syndicated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern in the p.m. each and every Sunday evening. Thank you for joining us. My news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have the auxiliary sites, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, TruthNews.us. All right. Mark, Tom, Scott, many others, your calls are coming up here in just a moment. Later, I want to get into the escalation, the new Cold War. Is it really happening? How does Iran tie into that mix? Kosovo, quote, declaring independence. Very serious issues. Putin threatening to aim nukes at areas of Eastern Europe, formerly satellites of the supposed old Soviet Union. Very important news. Also, you want my take on Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and their race and the debate coming up in Austin in a few days and all this other bull? I'll be going over that as well. And some New World Order news, where more and more mainstream media admits that they're setting up a global government. So that is coming up. Plus stories like Democrats plot five-year amnesty plan behind the scenes. Well, let's vote Republican then. Well, McCain wants total amnesty up front now. See, both parties are against what the Constitution, Bill of Rights says, against what the people want. 90%+ in Gallup polls want to control our borders and reverse the open borders policy, but that's not happening. So that's coming up. But before I go to Mark and Tom and Scott, a few weeks ago I saw a report where it was 8 young people in one town in England have committed suicide. And they admit that they're doing it because it's been hyped up by the media. And there's this particular MySpace site that they all go to that talks about how beautiful it is that they're committing suicide and basically hypes it up. And Paul, who's running the show today, had raised that point, because I was talking about how the media hyping these mass shooters now, who are always on Prozac family of drugs, the media hypes up the fact that basically mass shooting is the thing to do. It introduces it into your mind, but there's no doubt that teenage suicide, even younger, they're now doing it 10 and younger, is because of death education in the public schools in Europe and the U.S. The government teaches you about suicide and don't commit suicide, and here's how you commit suicide. Really sick stuff. It's really a whole eugenics policy. They started out about 20 years ago playing spaceship or life raft. They say, we're on a spaceship. They get kids together in groups of six, and only 4 of you can live. There's only water and food on the spaceship or the life raft. All your kids have played this in public school, and the eugenicist and B.F. Skinner and others wrote this up, psychologists, to prepare you for euthanasia and the government exterminating the population. I know you don't believe that, but that's the documents. This stuff's so crazy you can't believe it, but it's true. And now that they teach death education, in Littleton, Colorado, they had them get in coffins and simulate death. That's 2020 ABC News. You can't make this stuff up. But, Paul, you had a take on that?
No, I just, when you were talking about the whole suicide phenomena earlier, it just made me remember earlier in the week I was watching the early show and they were focusing on this particular town in England that were having all these suicides. And
you said it's up to 10 now? Last time I saw it was like 8 a few months ago.
Yeah, it was something like that. And their main angle was focusing on the fact that this website was glorifying suicide and they were trying to get it shut down.
Yeah, I've seen.
There goes the mainstream news for you, CBS Early Show.
Exactly, but see, it's the reverse. And I've seen the same reports in other outlets saying ban these websites because it can hurt others. But see, no one's ever going to ban them from doing similar things. See what I'm saying? See, CBS is all for banning that website because the alternative media is kicking their butt. Comments?
I don't know. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
No. I mean, I think the website's sick too. But I think Nazi websites are sick. But the minute we let them restrict those, then what happens to our free speech?
I don't know. Maybe Barack can sort it out for us.
But then I get your point, though, that, yeah, there's even CBS admitting they're glorifying suicide. But just hyping it up the way the media does is also causing it. Let's go ahead with these very easily influenced minds. Mark in Georgia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man.
What's this I hear? You have a newborn?
Yep.
Is that what you're saying correctly? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, as of yesterday, I am one of the delegates for the GOP that I was about ready to completely say, well, this is it, goodbye. We're trying to steal back what was been stolen for us because people think that it's all about the popular vote, and that locks it up. And it's like, I relish the idea of John McCain having one of his infamous temper tantrums if he were to find out that he didn't get the nomination after all because a bunch of us secretly conspiring together have basically...
I understand brokered elections, conventions, but only if it's a few percentage points behind with a secondary candidate can that happen. I mean, if there's huge discrepancies between... you know, the A candidate and B candidate, broker conventions really don't happen. But it's good to have good delegates there who can put pressure on the party platform and inject real ideas.
Well, the thing I'm trying to get across to you is what I heard at a Patriot Network meeting recently is that McCain has lots of delegates, but his delegates are predominantly Ron Paul supporters. So the thing is that we can, like I say, we can take things back.
I just don't want to give people false hopes. Have you heard Ron Paul say there's next to zero chance of that happening?
Well, like I say, we do what we can because we can't do anything for it.
No. Well, listen, I hear you and I understand, and I say more power to you. Being involved in the process is good. People say, well, wait, it's a corrupt process. All this evidence of election fraud. Look, I don't like Barack Obama, but I really hate Hillary Clinton. But I don't come to a news story and say, well, because I like this candidate or I don't like that candidate or I hate this one more than the other, I'm going to spin things. I don't like Barack Obama. I'm not going to vote for Barack Obama. If Ron Paul isn't in there, I'm not voting in the presidential race. I'll vote in one of the, on all the other slots. But the facts are the facts. Barack Obama won New Hampshire. They had a recount. Proven fraud. In New York, in a bunch of areas of Harlem, he got zero votes. Now, do you believe in Harlem? Barack Obama got zero votes. That's ABC News reporting on that. Clearly the Hillary machine is cheating. Clearly she's unpopular with Democrats. But don't think it's because he's winning right now that she's not going to steal the other states. Okay, Hillary is the anointed one. The establishment is for her. There is a revolt within the Democratic Party against that. But people locally are going, oh, former Austin Mayor Kirk Watson is for Barack. Well, I'm definitely against him now. And I heard him earlier going, well, she wants to take your wages for health care. Absolutely, it's horrible. A whole new government tax, it's a horrible idea. Hillary's pure evil. But Barack Obama has talked about mandatory federal health care. I mean, the guy is his wife's counsel on foreign relations. He's the exact same thing. We don't have time to take another call right now, do we? We're about to break. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to get to Tom and Scott. I've got to get through some of your calls a little bit quicker here. And then I promise I'm going to get into Russia denounces Kosovo declaration. Kosovo members of parliament proclaim independence. We'll give you the backside story on that. Russia, U.S. satellite shot down a weapons test. Mystery of the toxic satellite. Putin says Russia ready to target NATO threats with nuclear weapons. Russian bombers buzz U.S. aircraft carrier twice, heading towards Japanese coast. Nuke threat puts West on notice. This is big news. It's coming up. Got North American Union news and a lot more. Straight ahead, one of our reporters at Infowars.com. Reporting for Infowars.com and WeAreChange.org. Got a chance to interview Vicente Fox. We'll tell you about that as well. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The news, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
You'd rather just keep your whole dollar? This country had 10, 12, 15% growth rates every year. Real growth rates, not measly 2.5%, 3% like we have now. For the first 100 plus years of its history, when the federal government was teeny tiny. It's got to go the other direction, not bigger. We're bankrupt. The dollar's plunging in value. Coming up, I'm going to get into the Russia situation and more, but let's just get through more of your great calls. It's always a great grab bag taking us in different directions. Let's talk to Scott in Florida. You're on the air, Scott. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Congratulations on the new addition to the Jones family.
Thank you. Jones clan's getting bigger here.
I was actually calling in to tell you about some website I found called AmeroCurrency.com. You can go and look at the latest coins that they've they've engraved for the Amero.
Now, to be clear, though, that's a concept coin company. There's thousands of independent coin companies. That's not an official Amero currency, but we do have the official Amero symbols. It's been announced. It's in government documents.
Correct, but if you do a little reading on that page, the guy that they commissioned to make those coins actually worked on several of the state quarters.
Yes.
That was interesting.
No. I mean, it was definitely commissioned as a concept coin for the government.
And I'd also like to comment on the guy who called in earlier, Alex from California, about the chemtrails. I work in Central Florida here at Air Force Base as a supportive role to the Kennedy Space Center. And since October, November, December of last year, the contrails were so thick that they said it was red tide, and people were wearing masks in and about town there.
I know.
And it was something else. You couldn't breathe. I mean, they worked there all day. We'd be sick from the just gasping for air.
Well, I want to be clear about this. For those tuning in that think we're making this up, the government has declassified over 13,000 examples of where chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals were sprayed on the U.S. Thousands of examples have been done to British citizens, killing U.S. and British citizens, releasing bioweapons in 68 in the New York subway. The people running our government, U.S. Code, Title 50, write this down, U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. The great part about this being archived on the web at the podcast that we send out to podcast members, it's free. You can rewind that, write it down, go check it. It's in, you know, U.S. Code. They say they can test lethal weapons on us. Now, when you read it, it says banning it. But then down lower, it says in Part B, unless it's for research. Okay, so it's admitted they're doing it to us.
Research.
Pardon me?
Who defines research?
Well, exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. Listen, there are so many. Well, the government does. A few months ago, a listener called me and he said, have you looked up this term? I can't remember the exact term. It was something like passive and non-passive aerosol testing. It had some technical term. And like millions of links came up. All these universities, all these government agencies. And it showed radar going, look, here's where we're spraying off the coast of California, the barium. And then it does this to the weather. And I'm so busy. And I told my writers, I sent them the links. I said, do a story on this. And nobody did it. Can you, the listeners, go pull all those articles in mainstream government sites and maybe do something? And I mean, that's the great part about InfoWars now is you can post your own articles. It's in the reader section. But I'm so busy, I can't even. In fact, listeners, somebody call in. I know we've got one line open here. Call in if you know the term. I know I've reported on it. I've read some stories on air, government documents, and then I have a semi-photographic. It's not anymore. It's not as good as it used to be. What is that term? It'll pop in my head in a second. 877-590-5525. 877-590-5525. I got to hurry here and get to your calls. As good as your calls are, it's a catch-22. If I don't hurry to them and only give you a little bit of time, I won't have time to get to the next person. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Iowa. Tom, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen. I was just thinking about the economy and how it's going down. And it's being engineered right now.
Yes, according to the World Bank document.
Yeah, I was just thinking. You know, this is how they're doing it. I mean, this is how they're going to put the super in because you know they're going to need millions of people to build that thing. So they're going to have, because I just read Jerome Corsi's Late Great USA book.
Yeah, they're going to have work brigades where you're going to have to work for the government, basically, if you didn't have savings. And that's why 10% of the college grads are already Homeland Security now. They're shifting the economy over to spies, police, checkpoints, surveillance, or government make-work projects. Total socialism. But, again, the corporations will get the profits. It's capitalism for the Fortune 500. It's enslavement for us.
Absolutely.
See, people get confused. Sorry, go ahead.
Speaking of college, I'm in college right now, and I'm a science major. And I was in my chemistry class the other day, and one of our experiments was like, pretend you're in the Department of Homeland Security, and there's a terrorist threat, and you're looking to look for the nuclear bomb and stuff like that. You need to detect the chemical and things like that, and then you need to find.
Yeah, all the textbooks, all the nomenclature.
In the schools, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you know, my wife had a baby 3 or 4 days ago and been at the hospital for a couple days. A day and a half while we were there, I ended up watching 3 or 4 hours of TV a day, something I don't do. Every Discovery Channel show, every History Channel show was about tracking, satellite tracking, the government watching you for your safety, checkpoints, how being spied on is good, how the Second Amendment is bad. I mean, just everything I watched, or I'd flip to a fiction show, and it'd have messages in it. Again, I've been using this example a lot. I did it in a TV report a few weeks ago for PrisonPlanet.tv members. about how go to the store, go to the Toys R Us or go to a Walgreens, every toy for little boys that's G.I. Joe or combat toys, none of it says USA. It says Global Peacekeeper, UN Peacekeeper. How do 50 different companies all no longer say USA? I mean, that's how bad the propaganda is. It's everywhere. For those that doubt me, Marvel Comics a month ago announced that they're in a UN program to send every kid in America a free UN Marvel comic book, making world government look good. It said in the press release, to make global government look good, all your children in public schools will get free comic books, teaching them the UN and world government's good. Then they tell adults it's not kosher to talk about, it's kooky. You see how that works? And then adults know it's true, but they won't talk about it because their neighbor will think, see, they're neutralizing you where you won't talk about issues. Now, if you read the UN press release and follow some of the links, they go, this is no big deal for those that are criticizing us. Marvel Comics has been putting out UN propaganda for 50 years. This is just a bigger program. Every toy maker says UN troops or global peacekeeper. See, your kids are growing up fantasizing about this. They're role-playing. It's total brainwashing everywhere. I've seen two separate issues of Time Magazine for Kids given to all the kids free in public schools, teaching them that taking microchips is good, but your parents aren't cool. It actually says your parents are backwards and don't understand, but you're cool. You're going to take a chip. I mean, that's propaganda. It's everywhere. Aren't you angry they're trying to manipulate you? Let's talk to Chris in Florida, then Robert, Don, and others. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations on
the
addition to your family.
Thank you.
God bless you. What I wanted to say was I just ran into Joe Scarborough and Newt Gingrich when the Republicans were having the debate.
Two fake conservatives. They're to neutralize conservatives and control us under the globalist agenda.
And what I did was I always listen to your show with a piece of paper and a pencil, and I write down what you say. And what was funny was when I asked Joe Scarborough to sign the piece of paper, he saw New World Order and all the stuff you'd been saying. And suddenly the smile dissipated from his face, and he kind of took a step back. He then signed it. I talked to Newt Gingrich. I waited. He was signing books at the local bookstore. I asked him if he knew who you were.
Stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Stay there. Don't hang up. We'll come back to you, Chris, and Ray, Don, Robert, and others. In fact, I think that's probably going to be it. I'll take five or six more calls. Or if somebody's got that chemtrail question, can answer the name of the scientific term so you can see all the declassified admissions. I need that to do a keyword search. 877-590-5525. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push out toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredible healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. Today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase 2 or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got 26 minutes left in transmission time. I'm still going to get into Russia, threatening to point nukes at more countries. That escalation, what the EU's up to, global government expanding. There's a bunch of callers here. One of them says he has the term right that I can't remember. We'll Google it together on air and see if that's correct. We're just, the government admits all this chemtrailing spraying us because they care about us. Not because eugenicists run things or anything. Not what my film Endgame covers or anything. No, it's because they love us. But Chris in Florida, go ahead. You were saying, then you talked to Newt Gingrich and asked if he knew who I was. Go ahead.
He said, he nodded, and I said, the second I said New World Order, and I said Bohemian Grove. I asked him which books he would recommend. My family, interesting situation because my family had actually had a fundraiser for him 20 years ago, so he knew I wasn't hostile. He thought maybe I was with maybe We Are Change, probably, because I was the only person in there. I was wearing a baseball cap, and I look young. I'm 30 years old. I kind of approached him nicely, and I brought up the fact that my family knows, are good friends with the Sensormatic CEO, the president, the guy who founded that company, and they had held a fundraiser for him. So I showed him the notes and everything, and I asked him what he thought, and I asked him if he knew you. He said yes, and I asked him, what books he recommended to read, and he recommended the Thornbirds and a series of books there, and so I recommended that he listen to your show, perhaps be a guest, and to check out Endgame, which I recommend everybody see.
What did he say when you said that?
He was... took a step back and kind of, he's got kind of squinty eyes, and he kind of just sort of looked at me like, you know, he gave me an odd look, let's say.
Well, it's just like in the movie They Live. We got one that can see. We're wearing the sunglasses. Good job, my friend. Yeah, Gingrich is a total New World Order pusher. He's for torture. He says a lot of the right things on immigration and other issues, but he's total New World Order. He was on the Hart-Rubin Commission that called for Homeland Security before 9/11 happened. He's a top globalist, very dangerous man. Of course, former history professor, very, very wicked. And an enemy of America. I mean, I'm not joking around when I say that. They got to control people on the left and the right, and Gingrich is one of their top minions. So, of course, he knows who I am. They know who the enemies of the New World Order are. You better believe it. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Ray in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Ray.
Hi, Alex. I think I've got the term. It may have been a different variant of this, but I'm on a government website right now, and it is indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign.
That's it.
And I didn't get, you know, I only got like 1,500 hits, but I know that that...
No, I mean, when I said millions, I mean, I got hundreds of thousands when I Googled that. About 4 months ago, a caller called and said, check into this.
Yep.
And then I spent like an hour after the show, all these universities, all these government sites admitting that they're spraying us, manipulating the weather. But, of course, it's all so good. And then I never did a story on it. We need to. But keep talking. I'm going to see how many hits I get.
Yeah, I mean, if it's so good for us, why isn't it public? Why don't they talk about it?
Now, I mean, if you got chemtrails government textbook in, now they're telling the kids, see those planes, see those big trails? That's to keep the sun from hurting you. And then NASA admitted 2 years ago that the Earth is now 20% darker on average, and they show all these satellite photos of all the major countries, and they're just covered with these lines. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen them on YouTube.
Keep talking. I'm typing it in.
Yeah, so I mean, I just think it's ridiculous, and you know, but I you know, I've talked to a few people about it, and they're, you know, they're starting to wake up to it, and you know, they've seen them, and they say, yeah, those are weird, you know, and at least I think, you know, it's that domino effect, you know, talking to one person and they talk to the next, and so on and so forth, and that's how you get the word out and get people looking up at the skies and asking, what is that, and. You know, why isn't it widely disseminated?
Yeah, I got 270 hits. Boy, it was hundreds and hundreds of thousands a few months ago. They must be removing this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know, there's another term there. I mean, direct. But I know that this was some of what he talked about, and you know, I'm on. I don't know what.
Yeah, it says what, no. It's all right here. It's government.
Yep, it's all government. Yep, exactly.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much for the info. Yeah, I mean, that's, people think I'm like scouring for New World Order evidence. I'm drowning in it. I mean, I've just got unbelievable news here in front of me. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Texas. Don, you're on the air.
Hello again, Alex.
Hi, Don.
I wanted to talk to you about two of your weekly shows, weekday shows that were on a few days ago, one of which we discussed Ron Paul's candidacy, and I was going to suggest that those of us who find all the other candidates unsatisfactory can write in Ron Paul in the general election, but he needs a VP candidate. And it'll be interesting to see how Diebold handles that.
Well, I mean, Diebold's definitely cheating Barack Obama, but it's not in nationwide, so they're only able to steal it in New York, steal it there. I mean, do you really believe in Harlem? He got zero votes and Hillary got them all?
Well, anyway, maybe if we write them in, it'll be harder for him to cover it up.
I agree with you. I mean, how obvious does it get when in multiple areas of Harlem, he gets zero votes. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Next issue, Lee Harvey Oswald's head. Who collects human skulls? Skull and bones. Who collected Geronimo's head out of his grave?
Well, that's admitted. George Bush's secret organization has stolen a bunch of famous heads, and that's been Associated Press news, people demanding their family members' heads back.
Well, anyway, I think that's where Lee Harvey Oswald's head ended up, was at Yale University.
Well, for those that don't know, somebody in the night dug up the body, broke open the 2,300-pound concrete sarcophagus, and did a lot of stuff there. I appreciate your call. And if you just tuned in and you don't believe that Skull and Bones steals famous people's skulls, Prescott Bush went down and dug up Geronimo's skull. He's real famous for that. He was the top U.S. Nazi agent in the United States. Just Google's Indians demand skull back from Skull and Bones. It's mainstream news. I mean, we're not the freaks here reporting on all this weird news. They're the freaks. Let's talk to Robert in Arizona. Robert, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I joined your social.infowars.com groups.
Yes.
And I'm happy to report I've set up two or three categories. One is prisoners of politics and commerce. And there's a young boy named Omar Kader. I probably butchered his last name. I think his father was an Afghani.
Uh-huh.
And when he was 13 years old, his father visited Afghanistan and took him with him.
Uh-huh.
Apparently he had some meeting with Osama bin Laden. And there's a breaking story that's coming out. And the guy that has all the dope on it is our friend Professor Donald Scott of Canada from the Common Cause Medical Research Foundation. And I have his phone number if you want to message me when you get off the air.
Well, we'll just
get it to you.
Just do this. Can you give it to Paul, who's in there running the show?
Yeah, I think I can dig it up when we
okay, other than that, or email us at like aaron@infowars.com. He really assists me as well. Or...
Yeah, this young boy is trapped at Gitmo, and he's been tortured, and there's a chance they're going to execute
him. Oh, I've heard about that. Well, no, don't worry. He'll confess after 6 years of torture. Torture isn't good for real intel, but it's good for fake confessions.
It sure is.
Speaking of Infowars.com, you go there, it says Infowars Network. It's just been up a few days. It's got 2,600-plus members. Your own website, your own subpage on Infowars. I encourage people. It's free. It's quick. It's easy. Write your own blogs. Write your own stories. And if it's good stuff, we'll put it on the main page of Infowars, getting millions of readers a week. Oops, I accidentally hung up on him. Call back if you can, sir, and we'll get that number. Instinctively, I hang up on people when I'm done. We're going to come back. No more calls. I got to hit the Russia news. I got to hit the New World Order news. This is very important information. After this quick break, I'll also recap some of the top stories, some of the other interesting things. We've got a little 12-minute segment coming up on the other side. Everybody, stay with us. But, yes, Infowars.com. Go get your own subpage, your own area, your own blog, photos, videos. It's powerful, Infowars.com. We'll be right back. Phonographs shattered with gas and get in your room to breathe through
inadequate masks. Everybody's in front, let me see you pumping your fist. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you.
Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Governments are almost always corrupt throughout history. Even if you have an angel government or a good king, over time you get bad people in. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts. Absolutely, as Lord Acton said, just like Ahmadinejad 3 weeks ago, the president of Iran called for a world government. Again, they're bad. Our government's bad. Israel's corrupt. England's corrupt. China's corrupt. Japan's got corruption. Powerful, pig-like people that want dominance and control, who are ruthless and who are good liars, get into positions of power and support elites that were there before them. I want to say that because I'm not saying Vladimir Putin's good. He's a former KGB chief. He's been caught staging terror attacks to blame it on his enemies. He's banning free speech, doing a lot of horrible things. I don't know if this fight is real between the Western and Eastern elite. But I do know the government's own, the UN's own numbers. In World War II, the Serbs fought on the side of the Allies, the United States. They saved Madeleine Albright's father, who was a communist in Czechoslovakia and helped exterminate more than a million people. She fled there as a child. What did she do as Secretary of State? Bombed them. The UN's own numbers, even on Discovery Channel programs, have admitted, oh, well, the Croats and the Muslims killed three times the number, in some cases higher, of Serbs, but the Serbs are the mean ones. Now, I'm not getting into a debate here about whether a Croat's good or a Muslim's good or a Serb is good in this area. But the Serbs were there originally. They got overrun during, of course, the expansion of the Muslims that triggered the Crusades into Central and Eastern Europe. It's called the Balkans because you've had all these different nations fighting with each other, hence the term Balkanization, meaning divided groups. The Serbs, after World War II and the intervening years, they had Tito, and then after the Soviets supposedly fell apart, it broke into all those pieces. And the Croats who backed Hitler and the Muslims who backed Hitler came in 2-1 and started slaughtering Serbs, invading, killing everybody. Now, I'm just reporting historical facts. The Serbs fought back. Arkan fought back. Slobodan Milošević fought back. Kosovo has been part of Serbia for more than 1,000 years. Kosovo was just like a region, like Texas, or an area, comprised about 25% or so of the Serbian nation. The Serbs, under Tito, were universal. They didn't let Muslims and Christians fight with each other.
or the predominantly Catholic Croats who backed Hitler. They came in. They brought more Muslims in from Albania, which was also a socialist state, a communist state. And then the Croats, funded by the CIA in the early 1990s, this is all declassified now, began attacking schools, police, school buses, killing them. Real Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden then went to the region. That's mainstream news. Of course, he worked for CIA. Of course he did. Then when the Serbs fought back, the media hyped it. Hillary went and stood when she was basically vice president with Al Gore. You know, she was basically vice president or co-president with Clinton. She went and stood behind barbed wire fences put up by NATO and said, look, they're behind barbed wire. Or they'd show UN food facilities with barbed wire around them with Serbs and Croats and Kosovoans, KLA, trying to get in to get the food. They would lie. Cover of Newsweek was a lie. They weren't in a camp. They were trying to get in through the barbed wire to the food. But they know how dumb you are. By dumb, you're not paying attention. Oh, look, they're behind barbed wire. They're Nazis. The Serbs did kill people, did ethnically cleanse, but it was about a third what the other groups did. That is admitted. I've done the research. Then they come in, bomb the whole place, blow up the chemical plants, drop DU bombs, massive carnage. They staged the overthrow, the CIA did, of Belgrade, overthrow Slobo, poisoned him in his jail cell. That's all come out. Serbia has always really been allied with Russia culturally, the Slavic. So this is basically like a big part of Russia being taken right now. Russia denounces Kosovo declaration. And the Kosovans are out in the streets, the Muslim communists, and they're out running around saying how great it is wearing Uncle Sam outfits. I have the AP photo right here in front of me. And they're saying, America, thank you. Okay? I mean, that's period. Our government did this. Great job. Now the Russians are real mad. Also, the U.S. is moving nukes all in around Russia, medium, short-range frogs, really escalating the Cold War, putting weapons in space, doing all of this. And I'm just reporting to you the facts. And Russia rightfully says U.S. satellite shot a weapons test. And then the U.S. says that's a conspiracy theory. These satellites go out all the time. They burn up coming into orbit. They never kill anybody. Suddenly they said, we've got to use a particle beam laser to blow it up, violating these treaties, but it's only for everybody's safety. Well, even the London Independent says the satellite, which is about the size of a school bus, has been drifting back towards Earth since last month. And it goes on to say it does contain about 1,000 pounds of toxic fuel called hydrazine, but the risk, even if the fuel did spill out of the middle of a city, is so minimal and laughable, according to experts. So they go on to say that it's a weapons test. The point is they're lying to us as usual. Now they are moving nukes into former Warsaw Pact countries. Putin says Russia ready to target NATO threats, AFP. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday he is ready to target missiles at former Warsaw Pact countries, including neighboring Ukraine, if they join NATO or host Western military facilities. What would we do if Russia was in Mexico or in Canada? Ukraine is applying to NATO, while Russia has been infuriated at plans by the Czech Republic and Poland to host U.S. anti-missile defense system, which then makes the Topolims useless, and so then Russia has to escalate and build more weapons. This is a weapons race. Meanwhile, Big Bear, Russian strategic bombers, this according to the Daily Mail, Russian bomber buzzes U.S. aircraft carrier heading towards Japanese coast. The Russian bomber twice buzzed a U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier in the most stark warning yet from the Kremlin of the return of the Cold War. The Pentagon leaked word of a potentially dangerous encounter. Now, remember a few months ago, right up there in the China Sea, multiple Chinese subs popped up within hundreds of yards right behind the supercarriers, which supposedly they're not able to do because of the sonar. This is really bad news. Another headline, Herald Sun, nuke threat puts West on notice. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Ukraine he will aim nuclear missiles at it if the country joins NATO. There you go. So that's just some of the type of news we have there. That's a big issue. I'll be covering that more during the week and back here live next Sunday before I run out of time. I got a really big guest on tomorrow. I'm going to leave it there as a secret. Don't want to jinx it, but just tomorrow's show is going to be big.
Barack? No, it's not Barack. Barack Obama. I'm not excited about Barack Obama like you. You're in there drinking the Kool-Aid, my friend. I know compared to Hillary, he looks great, but just he's from the same people. Same cut out of the same cloth. Continuing, Democrats plot five-year amnesty plan behind the scenes, and it's been reported by multiple mainstream news outlets that they plan to just have the agencies just go ahead and legalize them by fiat and accept them and give them green cards with no documentation. So it's just happening. Just like the feds are engaged in gun control without anything. Here's one out of the New York Times. Harlem District reports zero votes for Obama. Hillary is certainly having him be cheated, so interesting things happening there. And then really big news here. I could have played the clips, but you can just see them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is the top story right now. This is really, really important. Vicente Fox seeks interdependent North American union and emerging world government. Former Mexican president urges U.S. to embrace solidarity, not selfishness, as the North American union unfolds. And We Are Change got a lengthy interview with him at WeAreChange.org. WeAreChange.org are the only certified, because I can't have people under my name that I can't trust. I do trust them. Luke Radowski and the other chapters, they are Infowars.com auxiliary reporters. That's why you'll see Infowars.com and Truth News there tagged at the end of the video. Just a huge news-making interview where Vicente Fox admits it's a North American union and that they're integrating our nations and integrating us with the European Union. For those that like Barack Obama, again, it's foolish when you go out and vote for an establishment candidate, Hillary or him, or John McCain. They're all New World Order. And they just love suckering you, and you go, well, who do you vote for then? Vote local. Vote for good candidates locally. I mean, you know, that's how you do it. Obama pushes bill that would mandate global tax, PrisonPlanet.com, and he has it all footnoted, Paul Watson did, with all the mainstream articles. Presidential frontrunner Barack Obama is pushing a bill that will lead to the implementation of a U.N. global tax costing the U.S. at least $845 billion over 13 years in the name of fighting worldwide poverty, as well as banning small arms and light weapons under UNIDIR, where the UN says they want to disarm the American people. Barack Obama wants your guns. Anybody who wants your guns wants you to be their slaves. Hitler was for gun control. Stalin, Mao. And there's big attacks on the Second Amendment right now. The British government minister over family planning says sterilize teenage girls. Everything is run by eugenicists. Learn about eugenicists. See the film Endgame. Google Endgame. It's very easy to do. EU to ban outside space heaters, talking about banning fireplaces, talking about banning all fireworks displays in England, as well saying it's bad.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor.